नमस्ते एवरीवन, वेलकम टू द चारवाक पॉडकास्ट। मैं सदमे में हूँ। आई वाज लाइक ओके, वी आर डूइंग द आईपीएल पॉडकास्ट व्हाइल द मैच विल स्टार्ट, वी विल एक्चुअली ट्राई टू प्लान इट दैट वे। सो आई वाज लाइक ओके, थोड़ा देखते हैं ओपनिंग सेरेमनी। नॉट किडिंग, आई थिंक फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम, बट दे वर सिंगिंग वेलकम फॉर अ मेगा मेगा बिफोर अ क्रिकेट मैच। उनको आयरनी नहीं दिखी, वो लोग बारिश का गाना गा रहे थे।
मुझे लगा इफ वी हैव अ शास्त्रीय संगीतकार, कोई किसी को बोलो राग दीपक गाए और बारिश को दूर भगाए। आई वाज लाइक it was very very average to below average opening ceremony. I mean, I don't know. Or I, okay, so that this is a question for all the viewers and Kushal, you as well. ये जो साउंड का था, did you have a sound problem as well? कि there was not a sync, at least
no, the there coverage. Is no sync between what's coming out of their mouth and the sound.
Because Sonu Nigam Vande Mataram ga raha tha, and I know that Sonu Nigam will not sing on a track. He just will not sing on a track. But his sound and his visual were completely just coming in like two different directions. And I've heard Sonu Nigam live. Bro, kabhi track pe nahi gaya.
Annual function chal raha hai. I'm watching Jio Cinema. Arre, maine pura setup karke rakha hai malme. So my laptop is where I'm streaming. I have attached an external, another one. And that's where the match on Jio Cinema is going on. I just messaged Nikhil, I dare you to watch the IPL ceremony. He's like, chance hi nahi hai. Main mar jaunga agar nahi
dekhunga. That's why I actually just tweeted that.
He's like, exact words of Nikhil, I will hit my balls with a hathoda, but I will not watch the
nahin, and I refuse to call this an annual day because I saw the annual day at the Jio school, Ambani's ka school, and I think they did a better job than the IPL opening ceremony. So,
Ori came on an IPL pre-game show. Ori came on Jio Cinema. Ye kya ho raha hai? Ye kyo ho raha hai? Ye kya hai? This is why I hate it. But I still wore the Mumbai Indians jersey. Ye dekho.
Yes. Mumbai
jersey. I bought it from the Mumbai Indians store. But
I have a problem on that. So I have family. Had family was coming earlier last year, later last year in December or something, and they tried to buy me Gujarat Titans jersey, and they told me IPL jerseys are not sold unless it's not the IPL going on. Itna nahi hota online. Yeah.
Throughout the year, they don't have any sales.
And but that is bullshit. They
do the complete year ka equivalent sales. Jaise apna har cheez ek India hai na, Diwali ma season hoye. IPL no season che.
Yeah, so, correct. मैंने कुशल को कन्वर्ट कर दिया है गुजराती में अभी. So yes, it is IPL no season. No, but the thing is that they should sell na everywhere because it's, you know, people want to buy jerseys. No,
you can
people
buy it. I bought it like 3-4 months ago. I bought this MI jersey from their store 3-4 months ago.
So I'll have to see.
You can buy it. Indians don't. Indians only buy IPL merchandise when the IPL is on because they're like, naya shirt hoga na, purana wala kyun lo? They think like that. They're like, naya shirt hoga, naya design hoga. Achha, what did you make? Another wahiyat cheese that I saw. What did you make of the new jerseys of all these teams? Can I just say the most tacky? I don't know. I have not seen a more tacky rubbish jersey than the IPL has produced. I honestly, did you see the jerseys?
No, the jersey is not bad, but these
fabric is good, like the designing
and sorry, these sponsorships. Like यहाँ पे भी होते हैं, but ऐसे मत करो यार. मतलब एक जगह भी sponsorship के लिए नहीं छोड़ी आपने. If there was a way that the player's underwear strap could be showing, they would probably
देखना,
sponsor
इधर,
that also.
देखना, इधर sponsor है, इधर sponsor है, हर जगह sponsor ही sponsor है, भाई, इधर sponsor है. It's so many sponsors, man. They are like, you know, आज पैसा मिला, पूरा चूस लेंगे हम, हमको नहीं.
So, हाँ तो मुझे ये for I don't know what was the motivation. I mean, obviously money, but I was listening to a podcast with Manoj Badale, who was the co-owner of Rajasthan Royals with Nasir Hussain and Michael Atherton. And it was a brilliant podcast. It's on Sky Sports YouTube. And first of all, I didn't know Manoj, Mr. Badale is so funny. He was genuinely extremely funny. He was self-deprecating and, you know, taking on Athers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Right. So usme he said a very important thing that the none of the franchises were profitable for the first 10 years. Or very few of them were. I think KKR and MI might be one of the few.
KKR and MI were. Yeah, these are really tacky. Come on, Adit, this is bad. And did you see the KKR one? Yeah, look at these stripes. Ah, let me make it even bigger so that people get tortured. Huh. Look at these stripes, ladies and gentlemen. What is this?
Hey, Bhagawan. And what is SRH? ये SRH का यूनिफॉर्म देख के ऐसा लगता है कि किसी ने उल्टी कर दी है शर्ट पे.
Pat Cummins must be like, why did you make me do this?
No, Pat Cummins is thinking, I thought I couldn't do worse than the Aussie yellow. But I am. Now, Australian and CSK fans, don't troll me.
But... No, dude, like, this is so tacky. Like, what's with us? Why are we so tacky?
I'm not kidding when I say it, but two of my favorite kits are probably Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Titans because they are the cleanest jerseys I've found from all of them. I'm not a fan of the Rajasthan Royals purple blue. Maybe Delhi Capitals is pretty good as well, but I don't like these colors meshing up with each other. So people may call me biased ki tu to pehle Mumbai ka fan tha, ab Gujarat ka fan hai. I don't care. I actually feel that they are two of the best jerseys. I at least because they are simple to look at and they have to. The only thing with Mumbai jersey, I would probably have one thing is they should have a home and an away jersey or a second jersey. Like Gujarat ka purple hai, for certain games and stuff when they do the purple day, they should have the same thing for Mumbai Indians.
Can I just say, I think they are all lip syncing. They are all lip syncing, Adit. This entire
all the singers are? Really?
Yeah, they're all lip syncing. I'm telling you. Jitna maine meri life mein music thoda bahut kiya hai as a drummer, I have a feeling they're lip syncing. They're not singing.
Mujhe, okay, that's what I feared when I heard. And I was like, of course, Sonu Nigam cannot be lip syncing because when usko live, so why would he lip sync? Yaar? He can sing it live. But man, if even he is lip syncing and even Rehman is lip syncing, then.
No, apne live audience bhi bol rahe, they're lip syncing. So we are not alone.
Achha, okay.
They're lip syncing in the opening ceremony of the IPL.
Wow. So matlab,
this is literally the premier premier tournament of the world when it comes to cricket.
BCCI ka power dekho, wo log ne opening ceremony bhi fix kar di hai. Usme bhi there is no concept.
Super Bowl mein bhi lip syncing hui thi.
I refuse to believe anyone in Super Bowl can dance this much and stuff, but I mean,
M&M ने तो ऐसा knee ले लिया था या कुछ किया था ना?
हाँ, मतलब so what you are saying is IPL is a giant dub smash.
So अच्छा, what do you make of this Jio Cinema when it shows the viewer numbers, right? Have you noticed Jio Cinema does not show the concurrent viewers? It only shows the total views.
हाँ, वो बेवकूफी, मतलब that's like YouTube.
And why? Because like Hotstar would never do that. Hotstar would always show how many people are consistently watching it live at that moment.
Which is Hotstar, what you want. Okay, what is the peak engagement? And how will it go? But I think it's bakwas marketing tactic that 50 million people saw the stream. But if I saw the Jio Cinema seem like 10
That's
times...
That's what the Americans do. Have you noticed? That's what the Americans do when they market the Super Bowl, right? They don't give you the concurrent viewers. They give you the total views. I think somebody in Reliance has convinced themselves that hum bhi American. And they have gone the... this is classical American marketing. If you follow American sports, they do it exactly.
Correct. No, American sports to rating pe jata hai na, ki how many they do that Nielsen rating and add the total number of views and then they'll do like DVR. Exactly. Haan. But the point is, yahan pe they don't show it when you're watching the game.
क्या यहाँ पे तो ऐसा एवरीथिंग इज अ डिक मेजरिंग कॉन्टेस्ट ना.
हाँ मतलब दे डोंट शो इट. सो दिस पीपल्स एंड अमेरिका में तो बहुत सिंपल है, दे यूज दिस टू गेट एड रेवेन्यूज. तो इस बार द सुपर बोल एड्स वर अबाउट $7 million, राइट? सो इन अ स्ट्रेंज वे अमेरिका में इतनी ट्रांसपेरेंसी घुसी हुई है कि दे आर गोइंग टू से $7 million वी आर चार्जिंग फॉर अ 30-second सुपर बोल कमर्शियल. आई डोंट थिंक जियो सिनेमा इज गोइंग टू से व्हाट दे आर चार्जिंग फॉर अ 30-second.
आई विल नेवर डू दिस. कुशल विल डांस टू टिप टिप बरसा पानी if RCB wins again. Hell no. I'm not dancing. The only reason I'm doing today's stream is because it's a RCB match. I can do proper panoti while I'm streaming.
अरे तो तू RCB की बात बोल, मुंबई इंडियंस के फैंस ज्यादा डरे हुए कि उनकी पनौती ना करे तो.
But okay, so today's agenda, let's go for squads. We are looking at the squad. So we'll do Chennai and RCB because that's the match a little bit before the match starts. Mm. But then we start with Delhi Capitals. Do you think that's a good
let's
start?
Go. Yeah, let's start with Delhi Capitals.
First of all, congratulations to Rishabh Pant for making a comeback. Yeah, it's really nice to see Rishabh back. Key question, Adit. First of all, Delhi Capitals, let me pull their squad up.
Mm.
All right. And I'll share it on the screen too and share it with others so that others can also see. So this is the Delhi Capital squad on your screen. Here you go. Mm-hmm. This is the Delhi Capital squad. So it's okay. We'll just keep the squad on the screen. So as you see, so Rishabh Pant is the wicketkeeper, batter and captain. But do you think he'll keep?
So I'm not sure if his fitness is good. I hope he would keep, but I don't think his fitness is good enough, I think, yet to keep for 20 overs. I think they want him as a captain and a batter more than a keeper. And they have Abhishek Porel. So there is a chance that they would go with Abhishek Porel. They also have Tristan Stubbs who can keep. And as we saw,
you were... Shea Hope.
But I think Tristan Stubbs was phenomenal as a batter when Mumbai when he was in Mumbai. Yes, exactly. But Delhi has another problem which a lot of teams do, and I think only Gujarat and Mumbai don't have this issue, as one of the openers is overseas. And so we can go from squad by squad. I think Prithvi Shaw and David Warner are going to be your openers.
Yeah.
But like I said, your opener is an overseas player, so aapka first slot wahan pe chala jata hai. Now, who do you keep at three? Do you keep if Rishabh Pant is not keeping, I would probably do Tristan Stubbs at three. If you're doing Tristan Stubbs at three, then you're having another issue that you are going to take up two overseas slots in the first three thing. Shea Hope is a great outside choice. I don't know how much Stubbs keeps. Shea Hope has probably kept more than Tristan Stubbs, so maybe that would be an outside choice. But if they don't want to go with either, they can go with Mitchell Marsh at three, which I think probably is a better option, and then Pant at four, and then five and six can be basically your Yash Dhul and Abhishek Porel. Now, if the wicket is spinning or something, you can also look at getting Lalit Yadav. But I was not a fan. I think Yash Dhul is your long term investment. He's your T20 player. He's your he was in the Indian Under-19 squad, so that's how you keep him. You also have Akshar Patel coming at seven, so that's that extra buffer.
Akshar plays. He's a damn good T20 player. I've seen.
I know. But so I'm saying Akshar Patel ko seven pe alate, that's an extra buffer na, that you have. So he can be there. And then your 8, 9, 10, 11 basically are your Kuldeep Yadav, Henrik Nortje. Then your other Lungi and Giri, unfortunately for them, has withdrawn. So yeah, it's probably going to be Jai Richardson, who's a great fast bowler. And then for your other fast bowler, you have either Ishant Sharma or Mukesh Kumar. I don't think Ishant's going to be playing
recently last year.
I think they will probably go with Mukesh Kumar. So it'll be Mukesh, Henrik Nortje, Kuldeep Yadav and Jai Richardson as your four. And then and it'll be one of those interesting situations where three of the four people are Australians. Now, if you want to strengthen up your batting, then I think Tristan Stubbs comes in. And then instead of Jai Richardson, you have Khalil Ahmed playing. But basically, Nortje plays every single game, I think. As if he stays fit, he's going to play every single game. And Mitchell Marsh now also can give you bowling options. So you can theoretically go up, bat up till 8. And then because Akshar gives you 4 overs and just have 9, 10, 11. And then the other 4 overs come from Mitchell Marsh. And so, I mean, these are your option for Delhi Capitals. Overall, it's a good squad. But they're missing one big thing. One genuine fast bowler, like I know Jai Richardson is there, but he's not the leader of the attack, right? And yeah. If Nortje has had issues with his fitness, so they are missing a Bumrah type leader of the attack. And it would have been better if it was an Indian fast bowler that was a leader of the attack. So Delhi desperately needs that.
And the next problem is last year, I remember, because teri wajah se mere ko thodi si IPL dekhni padi thi. And while David Warner did score runs, strike rate bahut slow tha because baki sare batsmen fail ho rahe the. And Warner just had to play slow.
That's right. That's right.
That was the problem, right? Am I wrong or right?
No, you're absolutely right. But and in general, Warner had issues, you know, getting off the blocks. But now I think lately, Warner has worked really hard on the Australian side, and he was playing very well in the T20s. So I think they are excited to do. But I think this team still needs a high quality fast bowler who's the leader of the pack. If Nortje can play 14 games, then Delhi can recover. And Rishabh Pant has to hold up the middle order.
And I think the unfortunate incident with Harry Brook and his absence is a huge blow to Delhi.
It's a huge blow.
Brook is a world-class player.
Yeah, and maybe he had a bad IPL. He had 100, but he had a bad IPL. But, you know, you back players. There have been so many players who have had bad IPLs and then have come back. But do not discount Mitchell Marsh. He's been in great form. So,
but then I think compared to last year, Rishabh nahi tha na. So Rishabh is saal hoga. Do you think that makes a difference to their middle
order? Huge difference. Psychologically, bahut difference aata hai. Rishabh is a captain, he's a character, he, you know, is a strategist and stuff. So I think Rishabh Pant will definitely be a good thing, good addition and stuff. Acha, one controversial suggestion, you can also have your impact player as your wicketkeeper as your impact player. You only need them for the bowling side or something as a wicketkeeper batsman, as an impact player. So aap ek Rishabh Pant ko rakh rahe ho to try it out whether he lasts or not. But if he doesn't, you know, if he's unfit or something like that, you can sub out your bowlers after they have bowled their 4 overs and just get your wicketkeeper in the 15th or 16th over, get them to keep wickets for the last 5 overs, and then they can join in as a batsman. So they can even do that with Abhishek Purel.
And a generic point, now that we have the 2 bouncer rule, I think every team will rely more on fast bowlers a little bit more.
Exactly, they are. Shreyas Iyer is already scared ki kya hoga, but every team is going to be relying on fast bowlers and stuff. So that is certainly true. But Delhi ke baad, do you want to go to Lucknow, or which squad do you want to go to?
Whatever, buddy. I'm okay. So you want to go Gujarat? Because it's just the next one.
चलो गुजरात पे चलते हैं. So Gujarat has a very interesting problem. 2 big holes to fill. One obviously is Hardik Pandya.
That's a huge hole.
Yeah.
Not as a captain, as a player.
No, there is a bigger hole than Hardik Pandya. That is Mohammad Shami. Because if Hardik Pandya was bad enough, losing Mohammad Shami with 28 wickets.
So tell me your openers for Gujarat.
Shubman to hai, and there is going to be Vridhiman Saha. Yeah, because I think they are going to go, but Saha is, again, he's 39. Very fit still for 39. we'll have to see if he lasts the whole tournament and stuff. I was a little disappointed to see Robin Mintz withdraw from the IPL. I think that we were told a lot of good things about him, and I thought maybe he would be there. But if Ridhiman can't do, then probably Sai Sudarshan will be the opener. But let's just assume that both of them are playing. So then it'll be Gill and Saha the opening. Sai Sudarshan will be number three. Then number four would be, then comes the fun Gujarat finishing core, which will be Kane Williamson and Sai Sudarshan are interchangeable. I don't think Kane Williamson plays every single game, but your 4, 5, 6, 7 are David Miller, Shahrukh Khan, Rahul Tevatiya, and Rashid Khan. Correct. And there is another all-rounder that I would play initially is Azmatullah Umarzai. I think he's a fantastic player. So if you
got him because Hardik gaya na, that's correct, the idea.
Correct.
Right?
So if you are playing, if you are playing, say Vijay Shankar, then maybe you will not play Umarzai. If you are playing, if that is the case, then you get an extra bowler, which is Spencer Johnson or Noor Ahmed can play depending on how fast or slow the wicket is.
Afghanistan ka hai na Noor Ahmed,
Noor Ahmed, yeah, Noor Ahmed is fantastic, and your four bowlers then are going to be Mohit Sharma, Umesh Yadav. Now, again, Gujarat has to say they are a year older. So Umesh is 36, Mohit Sharma is 35. So you have to make sure that, you know, the last you throw out the tournament. The spinners are going to be Sai Kishore. I think Sai Kishore plays every single game with Rashid Khan. Sai Kishore has been brilliant. He's the captain in Tamil Nadu. And your fifth bowler, so your Umesh, Mohit, Sai Kishore, Rashid, your four bowlers are there. Your fifth bowler is between Spencer Johnson, Josh Little, and Noor Ahmed. So that is your core. Now, what that leaves with is you basically, since your top four bowlers are Indian bowlers, or three bowlers are Indian bowlers, and then you have Rashid Khan, who obviously plays every single game, it gives you a lot of flexibility whether to play an overseas bowler or stick with an Indian bowler. And so you also have Jayant Yadav, which I don't think after Sai Kishore's exploits last year, Jayant Yadav is going to be playing. But It is going to be a big challenge for Gujarat Titans. I still would not basically write them out. I don't think Karthik Tyagi is going to be playing. A lot of people are writing to me. But Gujarat Titans has this ability to always perform above expectations. And this squad is just like that. And that's why Kane Williamson fits into Gujarat Titans perfectly. Because it has a very New Zealand sort of squad, sort of feel, where everybody's chilled out. There are bits and pieces players where everybody knows their role. So Shubman Gill's role is to bat throughout. Everyone else is like up, you know, you play. Rahul Tevatiya has a role to score 20 in 10 balls, however he does it, right? So same for Abhinav Manohar. Abhinav Manohar is a very interesting finisher. I don't see Abhinav Manohar getting into this lineup with Shahrukh Khan being there, because he's a far more powerful finisher than Abhinav Manohar. He was great. And then the Vijay Shankar reinvention last year means he probably might end up getting a game more than before Abhinav Manohar. But I think Gujarat Titans, I'm still picking them to sneak into the top four. They are going to place between the fourth and the fifth place. But how the squad responds to Hardik Pandya. See, Gujarat Titans is the exact opposite problem of Mumbai Indians. If Mumbai Indians is too many stars, Gujarat Titans has lost its big quote-unquote star. And now Rashid Khan and Shubman Gill are the stars and stuff. It's a young squad. Even if they lose and come last place, no one's going to be like, oh, last place, why? So they have, because people do not have expectations after you lose such high players. So I think they have nothing to fear. And that's what makes them a very scary team.
Fair enough. Now let's go to the next team. This is Inka squad acha hai, Kolkata Knight Riders.
So KKR has an interesting problem though. KKR के साथ हुआ ये कि वो लोग गुजरात के साथ, you know, they went on a dick measuring contest about Mitchell Starc and bought him for 25 crores. And I genuinely don't know if KKR prepares a spin wicket. Can you play Mitchell Starc in all the games or not?
क्या off cutter डालेगा वो?
हाँ, exactly. So now there are only two or three teams, Gujarat, Punjab.
Opener and... bata, mere ko opener bata KKR ke tere hisab se. Haan,
main opener pe aata hu and then I'll talk about Mitchell Starks. Mitchell Starks in a second. Dekho, so we Jason Roy nahi khelega. Jason Roy is withdrawn. So there are again two openers and KKR is going to face the same problem like I said. One of them will have to be overseas, which is Gurbaz. Rehmanullah Gurbaz was fantastic for them. So, uske saath 99% the opener has to be Manish Pandey. Because if you are picking Phil Salt to be the opener, Phil Salt and Gurbaz play interchangeably. If you play both of them as an opener, that means that you are wasting your two overseas slots. And KKR mein Andre Russell is on the government job posting. Na? Ko kitna bhi bura kare, unko drop to karenge nahi Russell ji ko. So, wo ek slot fix hai.
He's done well for them, right?
But the last two or three tournaments, he has been extremely inconsistent. And he does not have like a situation where panch game aapko diye and you know you play and stuff. He continuously keeps playing, right? So the other option, the left field option is they bring back Venkatesh Iyer as an opener because Venkatesh Iyer ko ye log ne middle order mein dal diya tha. So if that happens, I would like that better. So it would be Venkatesh Iyer and Gurbaz opening. One down obviously is Nitish Rana. Two down is Shreyas Iyer. Now the fun starts. Where the three down comes. I think three down has to be Rinku.
Rinku, yaar, he's the key. He is their X factor.
Yeah. So
their fate in the tournament depends on literally this boy.
So Rinku has to be three down. Rinku ko aap sabse zyada overs do. Then comes your fourth down player. No. Salt will not play. If Gurbaz is playing, Salt is not going to play. So I think fourth down will be Russell. Now the fun comes, right? Who do you play? Do you play Sunil Narayan? In my opinion, Sunil Narayan should not be played because he's not what he used to be.
Inke do stambh, Sunil Narayan aur Andre Russell dono ko kalti de di.
Because I mean Sunil Narayan, I could be proven wrong. Maybe they give him a game and stuff, but I think Sunil Narayan plays interchangeably. Agar wicket spin kar rahi hai to khilao. Otherwise, if it's a standard wicket, then Mitch Stark plays at 8. And so you're 8, 9, 10, 11. And if you have an overseas spot, I think Mujibur Rahman plays over Sunil Narayan. Mujib is a brilliant bowler. And if the wicket is seeming and swinging, then Dushmanta Chamira can also play. Dushmanta Chamira did pretty well for Lucknow Super Giants, right? So, ek hamara dusra problem hai, you know, that we think of these star players and we forget that there are a lot of players from, say, you know, Sri Lanka, West Indies, who are doing a lot of, like, who are not your star, like Dre Russ and stuff, doing a lot of these good job for that. But, so, if you have one Mitchell Stark plays, right? And your 9, 10, and 11, basically, Vaibhav Arora was brilliant, as was Harshit Rana. So I think maybe Harshit Rana plays first. So yes, Sharma definitely, Varun Chakravarti, and then one between Dushmanta Chamira and Mujibur Rahman. Now, if you need an additional batsman, and if you need an additional batsman, then I think it would be Ramandeep Singh, who would be impact player. And then he can come in. And then the other impact player option is Anukul Roy. Because Anukul Roy can both bat and bowl. So, agar KKR is afraid of a collapse happening, then there's that. But Mitch Stark can only play if they play on wickets that are doing fast. Spending 25 crores on him just seems pretty crazy. And I don't understand in the long-term prospects of KKR, if they like Shreyas Iyer as a captain or not. Because I think if with the two fast bowler rule, if other teams are going to play fast bowling and if they're going to bounce him out, that's going to be a big challenge as well. He, thankfully for him and KKR, he crept into a little bit of form at the Ranji Trophy, getting that 90 odd. So I'm just hoping that, you know, that he can come through.
Okay. So KKR is done. Now we go to Lucknow Super Giants.
Sure.
Lucknow Super Giants, your favorite team.
Lucknow Super Giants is actually not a bad squad, but they keep underperforming every single time. So again, Lucknow has two wicket keepers also, but both of them are going to play. It's going to be Quinton de Kock and KL Rahul to open the batting. Interesting, they bought Devdutt Padikkal from Rajasthan Royals.
KL Rahul is not opening.
He's not? I thought he was going to.
No, he's not opening. He's batting down the order.
Okay, if KL Rahul is batting down the order, then it's probably going to be Padikkal and the Quinton de Kock to open the batting. I think maybe that's why they took it. Now, if KL Rahul is indeed batting at four or something, I think that's a waste if KL Rahul is batting at four, because he takes time to settle in. And this is a T20. He's not a finisher at all.
Because that's what he's going to do in the World Cup. So he's going to bat niche.
Hey, Bhagawan. Matlab, basically, they're going to try and find him in the T20 World Cup. Kuch bhi karke. Find a spot for him. I think he's wasted. I think he should not be batting in the middle order. But, you know, I could be wrong. So, if Quinton de Kock and Devdutt Padikkal are opening, Deepak Hooda probably is going to go one down. KL Rahul will probably go two down. Then they'll still have Nicholas Puran going at five. Ayush Badoni is going to be their sixth thing. They have another option of Kyle Mayers as an opener, but I don't think they're going to waste two overseas spots.
Stoinis, brother.
Nay, before Stoinis, there'll be Krunal Pandya. So there'll be Krunal Pandya at seven. Krunal Pandya and Stoinis will take your 7 and 8 spots. And then your 9, 10, and 11 are going to be your three fast bowlers, where I think Shamar Joseph could be an outstanding. Naveen Ul Haq was great for them. But if Stoinis and Quinton de Kock and Puran...
Ravi to pakka khelega. Ravi Bishnoi
nahin, so I'm coming to that. But usse pehle fast bowlers kya? Because they have, Mark Wood has withdrawn, right? So if Stoinis, Puran and Quinton de Kock take up your three spots, you only are left with either Naveen Ul Haq or Shamar Joseph. Aap dono mein se ek hi ko khila sakte ho. So then...
Shamar.
I don't know. I think Naveen is... they'll probably have to see of how they're playing in the net. I know Shamar is very hot right now and he's playing really well. But Naveen Ul Haq is a phenomenal bowler. And he also gives... he has these amazing cutters in the back end of the innings. So, you could play both. Now, let me give you another option. What if you find a wicket where you want to play both? Naveen Ul Haq and Shamar Joseph. If that happens, then unfortunately, I think... Michael Stoinis will have to be dropped, because you cannot just play. So I think Lucknow has picked a little bit, like they have too many players. David Willey is also there, and unfortunately I just don't see David Willey getting a game unless Naveen and Shamar are just awful, right? And so given your Indian bowlers, Mohsin Khan is going to play, Ravi Bishnoi, like you said, is going to play, and your outside option is going to be probably Yash Thakur. Now, as we saw in Lucknow, the wicket just spins like crazy. Last time, it spun like anything. If that happens, then the very young 41-year-old Amit Mishra could play as well. And Amit Mishra could most likely...
Amit Mishra is going to play as an impact sub.
Agar khelega to, if the wicket spins the way it does. So that is a clear option for Lucknow Super Giants. It's a good squad, but they have just picked way too many players. And I would rather have wished that they would have focused more on Indian batting, because you have Krishnappa Gautam as well, who plays as a bowling all-rounder. Prerak Markad is also there. So if what are you going to do with all these players? They would do better to sort of invest in a one-down player and so forth. Deepak Hooda has been phenomenally inconsistent for them.
Yeah, T20 में तो मुझे समझ नहीं आता consistent कौन होता है मेरे भाई?
नहीं हो सकता है ना consistent कि अगर आपको कोई like I'll give you an example, Rahul Tewatia has been
consistent thing is तुम्हारी ठुकाई होने वाली है.
नहीं role players ना देखो जैसे Rahul Tewatia है वो consistent, वो उसको 10 या 15 ball से ज़्यादा दो ही मत. Right. Well, 7 out of 10 times he will get you 20-25 runs in those 10 balls, right? So someone like that, or a Shubman Gill, or a KL Rahul for that matter, right, as an opener, reasonably consistent on how they did, or a Virat in that 2016 IPL and a couple of others. So that definitely is there. But I think Lucknow ko Indian batting, lack of Indian batting is going to haunt them this time.
Chalo. Mumbai baad mein karte hain. Pehle Punjab ka squad dekhte hain. Mumbai is way too important.
Arey, bapre, way too important. Mumbai is also way too controversial.
I took a call.
Chalo, since you are a Mumbai...
Hey, ye to useless team hai, yaar. Ye kya team hai, yaar? Kya hai ye team?
Isme, this is their entire top order, usme se except for Shikhar, every five are like hell for leather players. Matlab, this is going to be, Punjab is going to be the most entertaining team to watch, because ya to ye 220 bhi chase kar denge ya 125 mein all out ho jayenge. They are not going to they have the most entertaining core.
Can I ask you this question? Is Punjab the journeyman team of the IPL?
yeah. They are the perennial underperformers. Perennial underperformers.
Journeymen, right? These are there. It doesn't matter that they are there.
And they have 10 team chahiye na, so they have Punjab. So they have Shikhar Dhawan.
The Punjab IPL team is just like the Punjab state. Lot of noise, no performance.
So Punjab has three openers. I don't know how they are going to play it, and I think all three want to play. So Johnny Bairstow, Prabhsimran Singh, and Shikhar Dhawan. Right. So in my opinion, it's probably going to be Shikhar Dhawan and John. I mean, you cannot go to drop the captain.
Ye young bachcha hai, isko niche bhejenge. Simple.
Haan, so no, Prabhsimran will come one down. So it's going to be Shikhar Dhawan and Johnny Bairstow coming, and Prabhsimran is going to be one down. Your two down is going to be, so if, okay, here's a controversial point. If you really want to give an invest in Liam Livingstone, I think you put him two down. Because Liam Livingstone ko aap zyada over do, usko as a finisher mat do. Give him more overs, give him time to see. If it doesn't work out, then you look at
dono,
him as...
Ye dono ko kaise khilayenge? Sam Curran and Livingstone, dono ko.
Khilayenge, I'm coming to that. So Sam Curran plays as a... Sam Curran or Chris Woakes, dono mein se option aega. So Johnny Bairstow plays... they could have an issue. They could have a thing where all four players playing are...
remember, they have a fantastic player like Sikandar Raza.
So Sikandar, okay, so that's you, if you cannot play if it's a pure spinning wicket and stuff, then they could look it to Sikandar Raza. But honestly, if they want to play Johnny Bairstow, then this is the squad they'll have to go with. The other option is they don't play Bairstow, but that's a very scary option, because Bairstow is a very destructive player in T20. So let me give you two squads, one without Bairstow, one with Bairstow. So my first squad would be with Bairstow, Shikhar Dhawan, Bairstow, Prabhsimran at three, Liam Livingston at 4, Jitesh Sharma at 5. Then come your batters, Harpreet Singh can play. Harpreet Singh maybe can slot in at 3 or 4 if they really want, and then everyone moves the spot down. The other option is Atharva Taide. He was considered a pretty decent bat as well last time. So he can come in at about your 6 or 7. Now your bowling, your all-rounder core is Sam Curran, who can bat, Arshdeep, obviously, Kagiso Rabada, Harshal Patel comes in as a bowler, and Rahul Chahar. So those are your five bowlers. So your five bowlers are set, and then you sub out Arshdeep and then bring in like a full-time batsman, like say a Shashank Singh or something. We obviously saw Shashank Singh hit the ball quite hard in the last IPL. So that is an option that they can do without Bairstow. Now this is where it gets interesting. If you do without Bairstow, their squad is Dhawan, Prabhsimran to open the batting, then Harpreet at number 3. You have your Livingstone at 4. I don't think Riley Russo gets a nod in, at least unless and until Liam and Sam both fail. Liam Livingstone at 4, Jitesh at 5. You have Shashank Singh or Sikandar, Atharva Taide at 6, Sikandar Raza at 7. So then Sikandar and Chris Woakes, Sikandar and Sam Curran become an option. And then your 8, 9, 10, 11 are Nathan Ellis, Kagiso Rabada, Arshdeep, and Rahul Chahar. And then Harpreet Brar is your impact.
This team sounds better to me.
Yeah.
I think so, Bairstow ko drop kar do.
Yeah.
So then, match ke liye.
So shayad Bairstow ko draw. But I actually see Punjab as having more sort of like for like replacements than Lucknow Super Giants. It's not a cluttered squad. Everyone knows what their thing is. There are three or four players that are going to play, maybe not even three or five players that know that they are going to play every single game. That is Shikhar Dhawan, Liam Livingstone, Kagiso Rabada. And unless and until Kagiso has a really bad bad time, Prabhsimran Singh and Jitesh Sharma. These five are always going to be playing. Rahul Chahar, maybe, but then sometimes they might go between Rahul and Harpreet Bumrah, depending on what the wicket is. Nathan Ellis was a very interesting for Punjab as well. They suffered a lot in death bowling, and I think that's why they have paid the money that they have for Harshal Patel, and hope that, you know, he comes in and does their job for them.
Yeah, now we go from one useless team to another. Sunrisers Hyderabad.
अच्छा राजस्थान बात नहीं करनी?
नहीं नहीं, वो चार जो मेरे हिसाब से एक्चुअल में मैटर करते हैं उनको बाद में करो ना, बाकी तो यूजलेस है.
हे बकवास, गुजरात वन वाज इन द फाइनल एंड वन वन द आईपीएल, पर यूजलेस हो गई, मतलब कुछ भी.
दिस इज
द ओनली टीम टू मेक द प्लेऑफ्स वंस आउट ऑफ द लास्ट टू इयर्स वाज मुंबई इंडियंस, सो जस्ट सेइंग, सो दैट्स व्हाई दे हैड टू बोरो आवर कैप्टन.
देखो, वो था हमारा, तुमने हमसे छीना, हमने उसको वापस खरीद लिया.
नहीं, वो था गुजरात का ही, बॉम्बे को लोन पे दिया था वो. See, now we have to get a little bit of friendly rivalry going na IPL ka. But I'll quickly go to Sunrisers Hyderabad. So Sunrisers Hyderabad has, in my opinion, done one of the most amazing things by picking the most underrated T20 opener this IPL. His name is Travis Head.
He has to play.
He and absolutely
has to play. Now, the problem is, Pat is the captain. Travis plays. Klaassen plays. Pat plays. Three overseas players. Done.
Exactly. Done.
And so, is Aiden going to play? And if Aiden plays, right?
Then what about
four overseas done? Then you have to pick the rest from this lot.
Not just that. What about Vanindu, Marco Jansen, and Glenn Phillips?
Vanindu Hasaranga should play ahead of all these players because he's a valuable T20 player.
So given that, and how much I think Travis Head is an underrated pick, I don't think Travis Head is going to play in the first. That's what. So one of the most underrated T20 openers pick is probably going to warm the bench. Because
Vanindu is too good a player to miss out.
So you have Vanindu.
Actually, Sunrisers Hyderabad has a very good squad. Too many good players.
So Vanindu is there. By the way,
RCB won the toss and they have elected to bat. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Kohli and Faf in action in 20 minutes. So we'll go to their preview at the end. So you have Pat Cummins that will play. Vanindu Hasaranga that's going to definitely play. There is going to be the other two will be Aiden Markram and Henrik Klaassen. You cannot drop Aiden Markram after what he's done for them in the past tournaments. Glenn Phillips is an outside option if you really want to think, but I think Klaassen is a better finisher than him. So now, you basically are openers. If Markram is playing, then it's going to be Markram and Mayank Agarwal, right? I don't know if Anmol Preet, they're looking at Anmol Preet as an opener. Rahul Tripathi becomes your one-down player. Then you're two down. The other option, obviously, is Abhishek Sharma, because Abhishek Sharma did pretty well, but they used him, you know, plus minus however they wanted. So they can maybe do Abhishek Sharma to open the batting with Aiden Markram. And then I actually think Aiden Markram should open the batting. I don't care if he plays what spot he plays. I think your best player should get the most balls. So if Markram, and then your 3, 4, and 5 are Mayank Agarwal, Rahul Tripathi, and Henrik Klaassen. Not bad. Then comes your 6 and 7, right? So Washington Sundar plays, and then who is your extra batter? Probably Anmol Preet Singh. I know they've gone with Abdul Samad, and they might give him another go as well. Abdul Samad is a Riyan Parag of Sunrisers Hyderabad. They have invested a lot for the last 4 years, and they don't want to let him go. And basically, you know, he goes in, and then you come to your 4 bowlers. Now, unfortunately, Fazal Haq Farooqi is a great bowler, but he cannot play. Unless and until the wicket is swinging and seaming and Vanindu Hasaranga gets dropped out, even then they might go with Marco Jansen instead of Fazal Haq Farooqi. So who are your 4 match bowlers then? Bhuvneshwar plays. Bhuvi and Pat Cummins makes for a phenomenal bowling attack. And your other two bowlers are going to be Natarajan, he'll play, and then probably Mayank Markande.
Washington Sundar bhi
hai na? No, Washi ko to maine batting mein lineup mein bol diya na saath. So Washington will definitely play, and your other bowler then becomes either between Umran Malik and Akash Singh. So Umran Malik is not going to play. The great Jaydev Unadkat probably misses out. But I think
Umran Malik ko khelana chahiye just to annoy you.
You never know though. If the wicket, see, Jaydev Unadkat is a very English 130 kilometers an hour bowler. If the wicket is swinging around, I don't know what Jaydev, he could suddenly be a factor. So I don't know what kind of wickets they're going to prepare at the Rajiv Gandhi Stadium. But the problem with Hyderabad is going to miss a strong Indian batting core. They just don't have it. All their strongest Indian batsmen from this is Rahul Tripathi. Because Abhishek Sharma has been too unreliable. So if
there are too many, the problem with this squad is there are too many superstars, but very few good Indian players. I don't know how to say it.
And everybody who's been telling me for Hyderabad, they're like picking five overseas players. I'm like, bhai, five overseas players kaise Hyderabad khelega? I just don't know how. So it just doesn't make sense. Because you have an overseas captain, that's where you lose it. So unfortunately, Hyderabad ki yahan pe simat gayi.
Yeah, well, maja aaja they dropped their captain after paying him this huge amount. That would be poetic.
Correct.
Okay, now let's go to Rajasthan Royals.
Rajasthan Royals, the best top three in the IPL right now. The best top
three. This squad is damn good, and this team is damn good because Yashasvi hai, Dhruv hai, Amma, Sanju hai is team mein, aur Josh Butler hai. Bhai,
वही तो मैं बोल रहा हूँ भाई, the top
भाई
three,
टीम को देख के ही अगर कोई T20 का एनालिस्ट होगा तो ये तो डरावनी टीम है ये. I'm picking Rajasthan, the front runners for the,
they are the front runners, they are the team to beat. In my opinion, Rajasthan, the winner probably is going to be between Rajasthan Royals and another team. Which other team, we're going to talk about it in the next last 15 minutes. But my top three, quickly I'll go with Yashasvi Jaiswal, Josh Butler, Sanju Samson. End of story. They're going to play every single game. Right. Now, who is your number four? They have a very interesting choice they've made. So there is Shimron Hetmeyer, who will probably go at five. Dhruv Jurel is going to go at six. Number four is going to be your number four. They have kept it as a floater. Sometimes it was Ravichandran Ashwin who was going. They could even go with Shubham Dubey at number four, who is a fantastic middle order batter.
Riyan Parag ne tera kya bigada bhai?
No, Riyan Parag will come at six or seven. So if Riyan Parag, another option is go with Dhruv Jurel at four, Shimron Hetmeyer at five, Riyan Parag at six, and then your 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 is your five bowlers if you are bowling first, which is your Ashwin, Trent Bolt, Yuzi Chahal. Unfortunately, Zampa has.
What team is yaar?
So I'm coming to that. Avesh Khan.
Avesh Khan, Nandre Burger, Yuzi Chahal.
Nandri Burger will not play. It will be Bolt. So it will be Ashwin.
And Adam Zampa has withdrawn.
That's right. But it's not as bad also because Riyan Parag has been working on his bowling and can bowl a little bit of spin and stuff. So then it will be, if that is the case, then Ravi Ashwin, Yuzi Chahal will bowl eight overs. He'll give you a little bit of that. And if it's a spicy wicket, if the wicket swings and seams, then it will be Nandri Burger and Trent Bolt. And imagine that as your opening bowling, the facing two left-arm fast.
This is the strongest team of the IPL 2024, exactly. If you ask.
Achha, they have a like-for-like replacement even in Shimron Hetmeyer. So if Hetmeyer struggles like he did last time, Rovman Powell is a great player. I would actually play Rovman Powell over Hetmeyer. I would play Rovman Powell at four. So that's what I was coming to. That you play Sanju Samson, Josh Butler, Yashasvi Jaiswal, your top three. Just Samson being at three, obviously. Jaiswal at one. Rovman Powell at four. Kohler Cadmore, you can think about it, but Rovman Powell should be at four. Then your fifth and sixth and seventh are basically your Riyan Parag, Shubham Dubey, and Dhruv Jurel. Shubham Dubey can go, can be replaced as an impact sub. And then your fast, then your bowling quartet, or Ashwin, Bolt, Avesh Khan and Yuzvendra Chahal, with Nandri Burger being that, you know, other option. And then you can also play Kuldeep Sen if you want to have an overseas heavy, if you want to play both Rovman Powell and Shimron Hetmeyer and Josh Butler, all three, then just have Trent Bolt as your fourth player and then have Kuldeep Sen as your fast bowler, who's extremely quick, and as so is Navdeep Saini. So, and this
Yuzvendra Chahal and Ravi Ashwin give them such depth in bowling that they don't have to worry about anything.
And Ashwin is a floater. Agar aapko usko number 4 pe dalna hai, to jaake khada rahega. He will give you your 10 of 10 balls or, you know, 20
last
of 15
year,
Anna, balls.
They suffered. They suffered because apna Josh Butler was not in good form.
Yes, exactly. No. Josh Butler still got into form. I mean, he was not as consistent as he used to be. But I think if he's there and if Jaiswal is playing, whew, they are going to be in like...
Jaiswal, agar tik gaya na ye tournament mein, to inka to kaam ho gaya fir.
Yeah, they are the team to beat. They are absolutely the team to beat.
I think they are the favorites. If you ask me, they are the favorites.
Yeah, no question about it.
Now we talk about the real champions of the world. Mumbai Indians. बहुत ही घटिया टीम है ये मगर ठीक है स्काई तो खेल नहीं रहा है ना स्काई
नहीं हां स्काई विल नॉट प्ले फॉर अबाउट फर्स्ट टू और थ्री गेम्स नहीं मुंबई प्रोबेबली हैज द स्केरियस्ट स्क्वाड मुंबई का इश्यूज आर ऑन फील्ड
ईशान खेलेगा रोहित खेलेगा कौन खेलेगा अपने अगर स्काई नहीं है तो स्काई की जगह कौन लेगा
स्काई की जगह प्रोबेबली दे आर गोइंग टू हैव नेहल वदेरा So there, Ishan and Rohit are going to be 1 and 2, and at number three, it's probably going to be so Dewald Brewis can be playing at number three. They can have Nehal Vadera at number four. Then comes your very strong finishing squad with Hardik Pandya, Tim David, and then you have number seven Tilak Verma. I'm sorry, I forgot Tilak Verma. Verma can also play at four. So Dewald Brewis can be 5, 6, and 7, and then come your bowling quartet where you have Jasprit Bumrah,
Piyush Chawla.
So now here is where they will have to be a little careful because they have Kena Mafaka, who's like the under 19 bowler for Africa, and Gerald Kutsi. I think Gerald Kutsi might play in Mumbai.
I think Kutsia ko khilana chahiye.
Yeah, but because Dilshan Madhushanka has withdrawn and as is Jason Berendorf. So Berendorf was very consistent for Mumbai Indians. So then
yeah, I know last year acha kar raha tha wo.
हाँ, so आपके bowlers में पीयूष there is another outside chance that Mohammad Nabi might play or Romario Shepherd might play as an all rounder but where Mumbai Indians will struggle is having a true wicket taking spinner. I don't see Piyush Chawla being the same spinner as he was before, like say a Rashid Khan or something. कि जिसकी चार over आपको पता है कि the opposition is going to play out. Neither is Kumar Kartikeya that person. So Mumbai has a great top six, probably the best.
Yeah, Piyush Chawla is a good spinner, yaar. He always picks wickets. Last year,
I'm not saying he doesn't pick wickets, but I'm saying ki aisa wo bowler nahi hai jiski char over up. He played out beyond what Mumbai expected last year. I just don't see it happening this year again because Piyush Chawla ka ke saath ye issue raha hai inconsistency ka. So that's what Mumbai has to be careful. I'm an old boy, so Bombay nikal jata hai. Mumbai has to be careful
don't
about.
Don't worry, but... I'm not Raj Thackeray.
अब तो Raj Thackeray भी बॉम्बे चला लेगा आजकल. But let me tell you this, Kushal, Mumbai के लिए the biggest problem is how Hardik Pandya manages to do the star. He was the star in when he came. Now how he manages Bumrah, because Bumrah wanted to be captain. Rohit Sharma should have been the captain in my opinion. Then you have the issues with Surya Kumar Yadav. So there are three or four captaincy and then there are camps within. So how does
the Mumbai Indians management handle that captaincy thing? And then you compare it to the way the CSK handled it.
Yes. It was a lot about
the two managements.
That's right. Absolutely. CSK handle. I mean, you're giving me a great segue into CSK, so I don't mind talking about CSK right now.
Let's go to Chennai Super Kings now.
That they handled so beautifully because Dhoni was going to be the guy. Even they knew that Dhoni, and I think the reason why Dhoni obviously isn't the captain is not because I just don't see Dhoni sees himself to be playing all 14 games. If Chennai is in the playoffs after game 12 or something, Dhoni actually might take a couple of games off. He is not young. I wish he plays all 14 games, but he is not young. He's 43, for God's sake. He's a medical sort of marvel that he's still playing. And, you know, kudos to that.
He's keeping going down and up and down and up and down.
That's right. So Dhoni is going to be interesting. But they have picked, Chennai Super Kings have picked the squad that I expected them to pick. And I'm going to...
Conway
might be injured. But Conway, ke liye, they have a like-for-like replacement. Rachin Ravindra. So Gaikwad and Ravindra are two great openers. Rahane to pata hi hai. Daryl Mitchell is a very interesting sort of pick, which is, you know, at number two.
Daryl Mitchell aa gaya to tere do overseas player already ho gaye.
That's right. So, baki ke unke do players hai, Thikshana and Mustafizur Rahman. Now, Matahisha Pathirana is not, I don't know if Pathirana is out for a few weeks or something, he's not there. But Chennai Super Kings are also very excited about this new player they have called Sameer Rizvi. And Sameer Rizvi is a young player from Uttar Pradesh. And he's played List A. And they're very excited to see what he's going to... And he's getting a debut. And he's going to be playing between Jadeja and Dhoni. If there's no pressure at all, right? Two of the greatest finishers ever in Indian cricket. And you're going to be playing in between them. But I think what Chennai is really happy about is the return of Deepak Chahar. You know, Tushar Deshpande is going to come back, obviously. I think Chennai is a balanced squad. What is interesting is they've left out Shivam Dubey, which is, I think, the right way to do. I don't know if he's their impact player or something like that, but he's definitely not in the 11, and that's what I expected. Because, again, it's going to be a horses for courses, so to speak. Shivam Dubey ultimately may get a chance again and go, but this is Dhruturaj Gaikwad's squad, and you know they are going to, like, Dhoni is going to give him a thing. Chennai is one team where the top three are sorted. It is going to be Ruturaj, Conway or Ravindra and Rahane. Achha, Ravindra also now gives you four overs. So you are also going to be treated to this amazing sight where both Ravindra and Ravindra are bowling in tandem. Rachin Ravindra and Ravindra Jadeja for four overs, both left-arm spinners. But that makes them a freakishly good side. Another like-for-like replacement for Daryl Mitchell is Moeen Ali. So if they want to bolster their finishing core and want another spinning option, because, you know, three or four are not enough, then Moeen Ali is there. And if they're playing at Chipok, where the wicket turns even more, they have Mitchell Santner. So Chennai is a very, very strong team for conditions. Where, again, they're going to suffer is the fitness of Deepak Chahar, because Deepak Chahar is no longer the leader of the attack as he used to be, where he would give you four solid overs at the top. So how
team ne aaj ke match mein shayad Ruturaj, Ravindra, Rahane,
aaj ke match ki team to set hai, correct. Sameer Rizvi, Dhoni, Chahar, Thikshana, Tushar Deshpande and Mustafizur Rahman. And basically, Sameer Rizvi has come in for Shivam Dubey from last year, and that is your basical thing. Now I don't know; they have not. I am not seeing the impact player names and stuff. Ki kaha hai, so we'll know who the.
Chardul Thakur subs mein tha ek. Main naam sare padhna bhool gaya. I was looking at this screen instead of my.
Unfortunately, Chardul Thakur is not going to be playing. I don't think he's going to be playing the all the games because Chardul Thakur.
Usne Mumbai ko Ranji jita diya. Chals.
Exactly. He just doesn't give you that option. But they may have him as an impact player, because Shardul and Shivam Dubey are, like, you know, can give you two overs, can also track the ball around and stuff. So that is advantage Chennai when it comes to that. Now coming to your favorite squad.
Yes.
RCB.
Yes.
RCB again has
इनके bowler कौन है मेरे को ये बता batsman है इनके bowler कौन है इनका spinner कौन है मेरे को मेरा सबसे अलग question है इनका spinner कौन है.
I don't know why they let go of Vanindo Hasaranga. I just don't understand. Because, and they got Tom Curran. I mean, talk about getting not horses for courses. One very good buy that RCB has is Cam Green. I think that's an excellent buy. Even though it was to help out Mumbai, I think they did a good job. Because I think Mumbai overpaid for Cam Green. But RCB desperately needs Cam Green, right? So, what is your RCB? Let me look at RCB's 11 today, right? You have Faf du Plessis, Virat Kohli, Rajat Patidar, Glenn Maxwell, Cam Green, Dinesh Karthik, Anuj Rawat. Here is the biggest problem. You are going to have three overseas players in your top six in Faf, Glenn Maxwell and Cam Green. Again, it's a batting heavy thing. So then who is your bowler? You're stuck with either Alzari Joseph or Lockie Ferguson. You cannot pick both, right?
But Mohammad Siraj is strategy. The RCB strategy is they have a flat, docile track in their home stadium.
Yeah.
And the idea is we are top heavy. We bat game, we bat teams out. That's all they do.
Exactly. But the problem is they don't. Otherwise, they would have won a tournament by now. They don't. The Chinnaswamy Stadium track is such that everyone feels that they have the capacity to get more than one run, more than RCB on that day, on their day. And they have Mayank Dagar, Mohammad Siraj, Karan Sharma, I think, and Alzari Joseph. Now, Karan Sharma is playing, obviously, because the wicket turns. Now, they have not invested in a single frontline bowler after Mohammad Siraj. I don't think Vijay Kumar Vaishak, Swapnil Singh, or even Yash Dayal can be considered frontline Indian bowlers.
Bowlers ke naam bhi nahi maloom hai.
Huh. So I mean, the RCB issue is pack it with batsmen and stuff, but do not go. Why would you let Harshal Patel go? Doesn't make sense. There is the other option that
intelligence from RCB. After all, they are not RCB; they are HRCB.
they have another option called in Akashdeep. So Akashdeep could play because Akashdeep did impress players, but again, you know, I don't see Akashdeep having the same sort of impact because the inconsistency with Mohammad Siraj. The problem is Mohammad Siraj has been not what Shami has been for Gujarat or what Bumrah has been for Bombay. If Shami and Bumrah ki jagah, if Siraj stops giving these rubbish boundary balls, it may happen. The other thing that they may hurt them is the non-playing time of Karthik. So this Dinesh Karthik and Vridhiman Saha might be the last IPL or something. So how they deal with that is what they
have. This is his last IPL. DK ne bola.
Right. Huh. So I don't know why how they'll play, but what Mumbai Indians has with Bumrah and stuff, they RCB desperately needs with Siraj. They need him to come good. And until having said that, if today I'm going to make a prediction, if today RCB scores more than, if it's not a batting wicket, maine pitch dekhi nahi hai, if they score more than 175, I would still back RCB to win.
Match kidhar hai? Chennai mein hai ki Bangalore mein?
Chennai mein hai. If they score more than 175, if it's not a batting wicket, I have of course not seen, because but from what I've seen, there is there are a few cracks. From what I've read, there are a few cracks that they are thing, and spin is going to be a part. So if RCB bowls well with a thing, and how Cam Green plays. Because they want Cam Green to bat and also Cam Green to give them four overs. So that's what we'll have to see. But I see, I still see RCB as not coming in the top four because I just don't think they're ready. They're ready. They have that bowling attack for them to be considered top four material. My top four this IPL would be Rajasthan Royals. I think an outside chance would be Mumbai Indians probably is going to be another top four team. The outside chances, two of them are going to be between Chennai Super Kings and Gujarat Titans. Sunrisers Hyderabad has a potential to be a top four. And the other top four, there is a chance is Delhi Capitals.
I don't agree on Delhi. I actually agree on the other four names you have given.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying Delhi has an outside... You may be right. Maybe Delhi, Gujarat or Chennai mein se teen mein se koi bhi do aa sakte. Delhi mein it depends on Rishabh Pant. They are too captain dependent. That is the thing. But I just think that Delhi could if Nortje, Andrik Nortje comes well, Delhi could do some serious jhatka. And of course, we have a whole, we'll do like a mid-IPL podcast as well to give you an update on kaun team kahan hai, and then we'll know, okay, which team is doing how well or worse or something. But these are my top four. What are your top four and what do you think about that?
Well, I think Rajasthan Royals, in my opinion, will win the tournament. They are just a too strong a team to be taken seriously. Obviously, Mumbai Indians is a strong squad. They will always make to the playoffs. I think CSK, through their sheer just experience, and they have big match temperament, I think CSK will come. Now, RCB, I don't think so, will make it to the playoffs. I know people want to believe that RCB is this thing. I think Gujarat will come to the playoffs. Other than that, it's a toss-up between Gujarat and
maybe Lucknow, in my opinion.
The problem with RCB is the RCB has one of the best batting cores in IPL right now. The problem is their bowling always performs below potential and lets them down, right? If RCB's bowling matches up to their batting, matches up to what Kohli and stuff, they can start. By the way, Deepak Chahar starts the first ball with a giant
wide. First ball of the ICL, IPL, ICL.
IPL. Ban kar denge tujhe. IPL is a wide, right? And but it swung quite a bit. And even Deepak Chahar was...
Inki team hai Kohli, Duplessis, Patidar, Maxwell, Green. Green ko khila rahe hai log.
Green ko khila. Green will play all games because Green gives them the four overs, na, four reasonable overs. And I think Green is a great buy for RCB. If they had invested in a proper spinner, like they're going again, Yuzi Chahal ko jane dena, Harshal Patel ko jane dena, that's a big, big problem. So they probably are hoping ki if they can get that and next year there is a mega option, they can get it. But I will say one thing, man, RCB has some of the best fans. I was looking at the videos after that RCB women won the IPL. Man, oh man, that fandom. But one place where I completely disagree, and I called out the cricket accounts, the Mufa and Cricket Johns and all of them, saying, oh, combined tournaments won, RCB won, Mumbai Indians 8. I'm like, ye kya bakwas hai? Three IPL teams have women franchises. Not all of them have. How can you equate them? And do not do this to the women's IPL team.
तूने बोला था, तूने उनके fans को shout out दिया ना? So let's appreciate it. Yeah. So yeah. So this is. I'll just play the video, not the sound. But yeah, I'll mute the sound. But yeah. So yeah, they're quite interesting lot. The RCB fans. They turned up in huge numbers and yaar ye sala ye aajkal hai na bahut problem ho rahi hai mere ko. I had bookmarked it also. I was like kitne vele hain RCB ke fans, ye dekh. RCB chilla rahe hain raste pe, bahule ke jaisi harkatein kar rahe hain.
Are acha na, good, they won a trophy, man. They but I just wish they deserve a bigger, better venue than Chinnaswamy. I'm sorry, 40,000 people and those short 55-60 meter boundaries don't do justice.
What is good is that this was not the men's team, this was the women's team. And it shows how we have come across as a society also. What ye to thai, I'm gonna show you another thing, and I really like what I appreciated the most was the Smriti and Mandana. The team, yeah, they came to the stadium and they gave her a standing ovation, and the men's team was like there
standing, correct,
standing them, and as always the video has to freeze when I am just about to start it. No, I don't know, aajkal ye ho raha hai for some odd reason and it's irritating me no end, but I have to live with it. But this was a good moment for the RCB.
Absolutely. First boundary of the IPL is hit by Faf du Plessis, driven through the covers beautifully for a four. Six for nothing.
Aur, RCB. 400 brand mere TV pe aa gaye hain. So yeah, so good for them.
I will tell you something, Kushal. Watching IPL in America spoils you so much because yahan pe coverage happens like American sports. So Times mm-hmm. network that runs below. So only one ad comes during when they hit a four or something, or wo bhi side mein, right?
I wanted to discuss with you the commentary squad of the entire IPL. So this is the entire IPL.
Arre, this is the Jio Cinema, na?
Star Sports ka alag hai. Main to Jio pe dekh raha hu na. इंग्लिश में क्रिस गेल, एबी, शेन वॉटसन, ओन मॉर्गन, ब्रेट ली, माइक हेसन, अनिल कुंबले, रॉबिन उत्तप्पा, ग्रेम स्मिथ, स्कॉट स्टायरस, संजना गणेशन, सोहेल चंदोग. आई कैन गारंटी यू आई एम वॉचिंग स्टार स्पोर्ट्स.
या बहुत ही बकवास. नहीं, बट आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड. सी व्हाई कांट दे गेट अदर पीपल फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड. दे कैन गेट ईशा गुहा, दे कैन गेट मार्क निकोलस. They can get Mark Nicholas, who is a great commentator. who has done IPL before. They can get, I don't know. I mean, there are about at least 10 or 12 English commentators across the world that are not being captured in the first 11. I don't know if Nasser or Michael Atherton can get out of Sky Sports or anything. If not, they can even get someone like a David Gower or a David Lloyd.
Zaheer Khan, Suresh Raina, Parthiv Patel, RP Singh, Pragya Noja, Akash Chopra, Nikhil Chopra, Sabha Kareem, Anand Tyagi, Ridhima Pathak. I'm not watching Jio, man. Screw that.
It's bahut hi bekar lineup hai yaar. It's not a good lineup.
I can't watch Bhojpuri. I mean, I will watch it if I want to have a last laugh or something, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. वैसे तूने हसरंगा की genius idea देखी कि नहीं? I mean, the man is next level genius. So he was banned, right? So he unretired from test cricket. So now he can't play two test matches. His ban was for two test matches. Now he can play. What a man. What a genius.
I'm telling you. And he, people were like, "Arey, test cricket is safe because Vanindo Hasaranga unretired from test match cricket."
I'm like, really?
He did it so that he can play in IPL. And he did it also because he got into trouble with a bowler. So, yeah.
What a man.
Duplessis was almost dismissed on that delivery, by the way. Bach gaye, faff. The bounce is already up and down.
Something else also. Please do. We have the office photo of Zomato veg versus non-veg. This is Zomato non-veg. This is Zomato veg.
This is Zomato Veg. Which one will win? Zomato Veg or Zomato Non-Veg?
I think both will lose.
Both will lose. Acha. Third four, both by the way. Faf Duplessis on fire. He's already smashed three boundaries.
So, abhi main tere ko kuch aur ek clip dikhana chahta hoon. Did you see this clip of the press conference? This was so funny that this question was asked to Mark Boucher and Hardik. Did you see this clip?
Oh, ha! Arre baap re.
I just want to know that what was the one reason that made you that made the management decide that Rohit should not captain the Mumbai Indians and Hardik should captain the Mumbai Indians?
Oh, look at Mark Boucher. He's like, main hi bolunga.
Someone actually should take a whole clip and just put Moe Moe on it. Maybe someone already has, because this was exactly so that. No, so I'll tell you something. Good. I actually saw there are 45 seconds worth of clips, because as a teen question puche, and every time Hardik is asked, he goes over, looks like this, and stuff. So clearly someone from the Ambani PR team completely fucked up. And they could have warned. I mean, which moron would think that if you do a press conference that this question would not come? That is obvious question.
And what did you make of this this take by Harsha about resolving this issue? Harsha said this yesterday on Crick Bus.
I thought of it. I said, if I was Hardik Pandya, what would I do? The first person I would get in touch with is Rohit Sharma. And I would say, Sarji, you're tired. You've had a long run as captain, a draining series, a World Cup that left you devastated at the end. You're taking the team of which I hope I will be a member to the World Cup, T20 World Cup. Aapna chill kariye.
Yeah.
You just go and bat and win us 6-7 games with your bat, Sarji. Don't worry about kaun kidhar khel raha hai kya. Just chill and bat. Do you want to be impact sub? I don't mind. But you are there and I am here. Whether you feel that way or not, that is what I would say. And I would, my second and third call would be to Sky and to Bumrah and saying, sir, you're champion. And I would almost be servant leader with those three people. Yeah. And I'd say, I look up everybody else.
Does he not know? This is Harsha's ideal world, right? Does he know Hardik Pandya? Is he likely to say this?
Harsha is an idealist. I just wanted to know your views.
No, I think this is the inherent Mumbai Indians fans inside him. I mean, you know, he was involved with the organization. So it's just like Joy Bhattacharya. You know, they make fun of Joy Bhattacharya all the time and his love for KKR. Harsha has similar love for Mumbai Indians, right? But no one is there going to make these jokes about Harsha Bhogale. The question, no problem. Absolutely. Why not? It's your team, man. You should have some passion, right? Mujhe to pasand hai. Log bole, right? Sab Sunil Gavaskar ban jao. Sab Mumbai karo. But the point is, what he's saying is his world of, as a Mumbai fan, what he wants how he wants this to happen. And it's not going to happen like that, because Hardik Pandya is not the player that he was 10 years ago, right? Hardik Pandya, by the way, Faf has just smashed that over mid-off for four. He is looking in fabulous touch. He's 18 of 12.
And now it's wide. Now it's wide.
RCB is 24-0 in two overs. 2.1, I'm sorry. I'll tell you something. Harsha's biggest problem is that this is his ideal scenario, that Hardik says that, oh, I'll be the leader below everyone, manage the stars. No, Hardik likes to be the star. That's how he was at Gujarat. He was the star. And everyone else, and he could be the big bhaiya or the big brother at Gujarat, because everyone else was essentially not at the same level. David Miller, when he came to Gujarat, was completely down and out. The only person who was at that level was Kane Williamson, who unfortunately got hurt. Right? By the way, the wide, the way Dhoni stopped, can anyone tell that's a 43-year-old man jumping about 3 feet up in the air?
Yeah. It's crazy.
This man is a freak. He's a freak. I'm just going to say, he's unbelievable. I'll just wrap up this point by saying Hardik Pandya can only work if he talks with all these four players and says that I'm not, what Harsha says might be the only way this might work, but unfortunately this will have to come from the Ambani family, not from Hardik Pandya, because he's not going to have to say that. The Ambani family has to realize that if they really want to come and end this sort of thing, they'll have to clamp down and basically iron out the differences. Otherwise, kuch hoga nahi.
Yeah, let's see. I think Faf has hit another boundary. Yeah, I think he has.
Yeah. He's on fire, man. He is on fire.
Mm-hmm. Faf is playing well. So, one more brilliant news in the 100 draft, jis mein Babar Azam, Mohammad Rizwan, had put them up for being bought at a price of £100,000, and guess what? Both remained unsold. Kisne nahi kharida un. The one Pakistani player that was purchased by them was that fast bowler, unka right arm fast bowler, who got £100,000. Jo injured tha yaar,
Naseem Shah.
Shaheen Shah Afridi ko bhi liya wo log ne. But yeah, that was another bit of news that I found.
Babar Azam is a decent one-day player. He's a decent test player. Decent, okay? He's not at all a great, And he smashed that for another 29 for no loss in 2.4 overs. This is rubbish bowling from Deepak Chahar, and Faf is just on fire.
और विराट कोहली एक बॉल खेला है अभी तक. विराट बोल रहा होगा मैंने भी पैसे दिए, बैट मैंने भी खरीदा है, तू मुझे बैटिंग करने दे.
हां एग्जैक्टली. नहीं पर विराट को अच्छा है ना, ही इज चिलिंग. इज क्या
ओके, सो व्हाट डिड यू मेक ऑफ रवि शास्त्री'स कमेंट्री इन द फाइनल ऑफ द WBL?
बकवास. मतलब अगर आपको रवि शास्त्री को
ट्वीट बाय एरिका मॉरिस, ओके सो आई थिंक शी इज some cricket fan or journalist, I don't know exactly. I don't follow women's cricket, so I'm not going to comment. But this is her tweet. I found it very interesting.
I plugged it also.
Yeah. Learn the players' names. Stop referring to players as batsmen. Actually know anything about the players. It's embarrassing and an insult to the majority on comms who prepare. Fair enough.
She's absolutely right.
Should not have been gotten there.
अरे उसको अगर if they just wanted him to announce the winner, then they should just 6 ball के लिए लेके आना and just pay him to just sit in the box and say and he smashed it for 4 and RCB wins or something like that, whatever he wants to do. But the problem is he may have a great booming voice, but he had zero insights on that. He kept saying this atmosphere is so nice, it feels like I'm in an IPL match. This is insulting, man. Like when the Women's World Cup final was happening in Australia, when 87,000, right before COVID, 87,000 people came, and Faf has just pulled that front of square for 4, that almost went for 6. It was a one bounce. This is a stunning assault, and Deepak Chahar is not the bowler he was. He's just been hit for 24 runs of 2
overs. Ko diya abhi.
And I just had to say that. But yeah, so Ravi Shastri is no longer the commentator he is for.
We don't have any good young commentators in India outside English.
Aray, we do. We just don't train them and we don't give them a choice because Gavaskar ji kursi nahi chhodte. उनको 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 मेंटोर तो करने दो. दे हैव गवास्कर एंड मुरली कार्तिक एंड ऑल ऑफ देम डूइंग, थ्रो देम आउट मैन, हैव अ कपल ऑफ पीपल. एंड इंडिया में दूसरा प्रॉब्लम है, एक्स क्रिकेटर्स को ही कमेंट्री देते हैव सम ब्रॉडकास्टर्स. द रीजन व्हाई दे आर नॉट पुटिंग ब्रॉडकास्टर्स इज द मिनट द ब्रॉडकास्टर से समथिंग, पीपल लाइक गवास्कर आर गोइंग टू जंप अप एंड डाउन सेइंग अरे ये इसने तो क्रिकेट खेला नहीं है, हाउ कैन ही बी अ कमेंटेटर ऑफ क्रिकेट, व्हाट रबिश इज दैट. You can be a commentator of cricket. You don't have to. You, for insights, for player insights, for an expert opinion, you need an ex-cricketer. But for calling the play-by-play plays, just making it a good experience, like what a Mike Howard does, or a Mark Nicholas does, or a Jonathan Agnew does. Jonathan Agnew has played cricket, obviously, but, you know, people like those, you need people either trained in communications or people, you know, calling it not just such drab broadcasting like what we have. Look at how Ian Smith is doing this broadcasting. And you just have to look at the Talk Sport Radio and how they were doing, right? Jared Kimber and all of them are now broadcasting for Talk Sport Radio. So if they can't, I don't know why are...
Jared's a damn good commentator. Jared is very good.
Why is India so completely lost when it comes to that? So I don't understand why they are doing it.
Because
but yeah,
hum log mediocre hain, kuch nahi kar sakte.
Truly.
But yeah, okay. Another news segment: Australia again has postponed its T20 series against Afghanistan due to human rights conditions for women and girls. I mean, so the human rights was not an issue when they were playing the World Cup against Afghanistan.
Nein, nein,
they should have forfeited the match now, because we have a precedent of some of the nations forfeiting matches in the past. Remember Zimbabwe ka tha jab England and many other countries have forfeited games.
इनको पैहे वेस्ट नहीं करने क्योंकि उनको लगता है कि बनेंगे. सो दिस इज ह्यूमन राइट्स बीइंग यूज्ड फॉर कैपिटलिज्म.
Yeah, bakwas.
And if you are really against it or something, aap kuch aur bhi kar sakte ho, right?
What a over by Thikshana, only three runs. Damn, Thikshana.
And I'm telling you, Dhoni against spinners and spinners for CSK is a completely thing. The funniest statistic so far in four overs has been that Virat Kohli has played four balls for three runs and Faf has played 20 for 31. And
yeah,
Faf du Plessis has hit 7 boundaries already.
Yep. Another news that I read was, and I'll give you a context of this. BCCI has formed a 3-member committee to suggest ways to improve domestic cricket. This was reported by Gaurav Gupta in Times of India. The committee includes Rahul Dravid, Ajit Agarkar, and VVS Lakshman. By the way, a fantastic committee. Could not have better people running this, but because we are talking about the IPL, this is why I'm bringing this up. There is no other reason I'm bringing it up. There was a detailed analysis in the Indian Express. The title of this article was, how about this? I'll share this article on the screen itself. So it's a very good article that I came across. And listen, I know we love cricket, we are watching the IPL, but I think this is a very important bit that I read in this article. So, IPL versus Ranji Trophy debate, Indian cricket's new challenges to address players skipping the domestic cricket. All right. So, team lists analyzed by the Indian Express show that 165 Indian cricketers who signed up for the IPL 2024 starting Friday, 56 did not appear for a single game in the Ranji season.
Wow.
This is not good. This is not good, boss. This is not good.
Yes, this is not at all. I think who I... See, first of all, this is a fantastic piece. I read it too. The issue is, yes, Ranji Trophy, and you have to incentivize playing IPL ki Ranji Trophy karege. You cannot blame the players, because if they skip the IPL, they are going to lose out on like 60 lakhs or something. They're not going to lose out the same money on Ranji Trophy.
Increase the pay of the Ranji Trophy playing. Secondly, make a requirement ki aapko sare match nahi khelna, out, faff out.
Yes.
Rachin Ravindra ne catch pakda.
What a catch.
Deep point pe pakda.
Yes. And ये देखना इनकी 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 जो टेक्निक होती है ना पीपल फ्रॉम न्यूजीलैंड ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड स्टफ द वे दे कैन बट फैफ प्लेड अ फैबुलस नॉक बाय द वे 35 रन्स ऑफ 23 बॉल्स 8 बाउंड्रीज स्ट्राइक रेट ऑफ 152 फैबुलस नॉक मुस्ताफिजुर रहमान एक्चुअली एंड क्रेडिट टू हिम द फर्स्ट बॉल एंड आई कम टू दैट आर्टिकल इन अ सेकंड आई एम जस्ट गोना टॉक अबाउट दिस डिसमिसल राइट हियर उसने जो पहला बॉल डाला था फैफ गिव अ बिट ऑफ रूम एंड स्लैप्ड हिम थ्रू एक्स्ट्रा कवर And then he altered his length a little bit and make sure that Faf plays and slowed the pace down. Faf cut it, didn't get it underneath, and Rachindra Ravindra takes it tumbling down. Brilliant catch. So there's a big wicket for CSK because Faf was going away with the game. If Faf had scored, say, and Faf ka dusra problem hai actually, Kushal, if you remember, Faf actually plays Shant in the beginning. Then in the last 10 overs, he just goes ballistic and starts smashing sixes at will. So if he was already playing at 35 of 23 balls, I would be very worried if I was a CSK fan. So
Gavaskar said something interesting. He was quoted. He said, today the players from Mumbai and Vidarbha who play every single Ranji game, including the final, will end up getting around 15 lakhs for about 40 days of cricket. When you see that the player playing a tennis ball league is getting almost twice that amount for less than a week's work, you can see why the Ranji Trophy is not attractive for some players. Akshay Wadekar, who captained Vidarbha in the Ranji Trophy final against Mumbai, I'm reading the Indian Express, received rupees 25 lakhs 80,000 for playing 43 days of premier domestic tournament. At the 2024 IPL player auction, the lowest base price for a player was rupees 20 lakhs. Mumbai's Bhupen Lalwani got 17 lakhs 20,000 for playing only 10 Ranji matches this season. So this is what I'm saying. I think Ranji ka inko banana padega, badhana padega. Or maybe Ranji ko thoda early window do. I think Gavaskar has given some good suggestions. I will again share the article here. I think isme Sunil Gavaskar has made some sensible suggestions. This is the article. 3 changes by Sunil Gavaskar, it has come. I think if we want to retain the quality of our players, till now the reason the quality of our players has been good in my view is because our players by and large play domestic cricket. And
That's
the
right.
BCCI is strict. Abhi theek hai, 56 player nahi khele is bar. Magar overall, the BCCI is strict and I think they are becoming stricter now.
Out. Lord Patidar on a golden duck. Or not a golden duck, 2-ball duck, silver duck, or a third ball, the bronze duck. I don't know. Bottom line is Rajat Patidar's struggle continues. I mean, we already have said that Rajat Patidar was a very overrated player. I mean, he was an okay player. I don't think he was like outstanding or something. Shreyas Iyer se shayad selectors ko zyada acha laga, but he has had his struggles and there you go. It continues. Sorry, you were saying something about Ranji Trophy.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, Ranji Trophy ki agar quality ghati, so then overall cricket ki quality ghat jayegi, which will not be a good thing. I feel we should take that risk and and if you want to retain, but Rajat Patidar ka bad luck kharab continue ho raha
hai. No, it's just a bad shot. He went fishing outside the off stump to a ball that was swinging away. I mean, I have no idea what he was trying. And he was beating the ball before as well. So it's just a bad shot. He beats him for pace. The first ball he plays, then he punches to wicket and then a test match cricket. And where the hell is the footwork? Where the hell
Abhi,
is the
footwork? Abhi kaun aayega inka shayad Maxi
Cam Green aana chahiye. Yeah, but Rajat Patidar's feet were rooted to the crease. Ek inch bhi ghuma nahi hai wo. So I don't know what they were trying to do or something with that. So
I just hope RCB loses. That's all I say. I don't say anything.
Main itna bura nahi hoon, so I will not be that bad as Kushal is. I actually hope they win, but the thing is they're not going to win the way they are playing. And again, the last, and you're talking about Harsha, right? The whole season, last season, he kept saying, who is RCB missing? Rajat Patidar. They are really missing him. Once he brings the first match, he comes back, he's out for zero.
There are good 12 to 14 games. He's got
no, time. I'm saying he'll play well. My point
basically,
is...
Basically, Harsha ne narkundik panoti laga di usko.
Haan, Exactly. I'm saying that Rajat Patidar can play. No question. No doubt about it. But my point is that he it's not that
the RCB... Abhi Virat slow khelega na. Do wicket gir gai 5 over mein. Virat slow khelega abhi.
Haan, shayad. I think Virat will
play. Wo kya news tha ki Virat ko T20 World Cup mein nahi lene wale the. Phir Rohit ne bola hai kya pagal hai kya? Virat khelega.
I actually got asked that question as well, saying ke, why will Virat not play or something like that, and I'm like, are you guys all freaking insane? I'm like, pagal ho kya? I mean, I'm with Rohit Sharma there. How the hell do you not play Virat Kohli? He's the best player in the team, man. What are we even talking about? Of course he's going to play the World Cup. No doubt about it. I have no doubt in my mind he's going to play. And you cannot drop aapka sabse bada match ka player. You cannot just drop him for the World Cup. Just not going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's insane. Lagta hai Maxwell bhi out ho gaya.
Bewakufi.
Maxwell out. Ye kya kiya usne? Aise catch practice diye Dhoni ko.
Haan. Exactly. First ball.
I like it. Very good. RCB.
First ball. I mean, it is unfreaking believable the way they've played RCB, and it continues actually.
I love it.
But I don't know what they are doing, but again, that's why I keep saying they are not the top three in the world, like out of four, if they say. He had no idea what he was playing. The ball was swinging a little bit and again, out. So, yeah. These are your two...
Kisi ne likha, isa laga brand de?
Isa laga brand de.
This is so good. This is so good. Actually, so who came up with that name? RCB. Oh yeah, somebody has typed it also. This is the best. RCB. So good.
So maine bola tha Patidar out for a golden duck. I was wrong. It's Maxwell that gets out for a golden duck. But yes.
They were like, you want golden duck? We give you golden duck also.
Exactly. We give you golden duck also. Kya bewakufi yaar. It's silly what they've done. And it keeps getting worse and worse for them. And I mean, RCB has to really look at kya kar rahe and what they really want to do. Because this is not going to help them at all.
They have Cam Green. They have a very good batting lineup. Na. By the way, the thing you have is, another
request. Yeah. You don't need to say
Siri before you ask. Abhe, ye kya awaaz aa rahi hai?
Are ye mera iPad. we said something about RCB and the iPad thought that we are saying hello Siri. So Apple is always listening to
you.
Apple is always listening to you. I'm like, maybe soch raha hu, ye kya awaaz aa rahi. But no, so that is the thing. I don't see RCB improving unless and until they fix these gaping holes. They again, like I said, they still had a chance if they got to 175. But uske liye they have to still play.
Aaj hai na RCB 100 ke niche all out ho jaye aur fir CSK aake usko 10 over mein run maar de. Mere ko bahut achhi neend aayegi aaj.
Are, I'm going to tell you another thing. Now, RCB already has a bronze duck and a golden duck all in the same innings. So now if someone gets out in two balls, they'll have a bronze, silver and golden duck in the same innings.
Come on, RCB, you can do it.
And if Virat Kohli runs out someone, then that will be even a better. I think that's a diamond duck or something because you get out without facing a ball on zero. Mm. So... बहुत कुछ हो सकता है बट व्हाट अ वेलकम फॉर कैम ग्रीन अभी 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 तो आए हो एंड 42-43
यार देख आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग नो इल फीलिंग्स टू कैम ग्रीन उसने हमारे लिए अच्छा काम किया मुंबई के लिए लास्ट ईयर अच्छा खेला लड़का बट ठीक है हमने बाय द वे डिड यू सी दैट रूमर अबाउट मैंने जो तेरे को फिगर बोला था हार्दिक का ऑफ द रिकॉर्ड वो किसी ने पूरा जुगाड़ कर करके वही फिगर का 115 सीआर का फिगर का वीडियो बन गया
वाओ
यूट्यूब पे आ गया
दैट इज
सो पाकिस्तानी मीडिया ने भी पिकअप कर लिया था उसको
सो इट्स अ 50-50 स्प्लिट राइट इज व्हाट दे आर सेइंग
इट्स अनबिलीवेबल
unbelievable.
So it's like 50 crores for
मैंने तेरे को जो ब्रेकअप बोले थे ना कैसे कैसे क्या क्या दिया है obviously मैं on the record नहीं बोल सकता क्योंकि वो मेरे को in confidence बोला गया था मगर yeah
हाँ it is
money brother
It's a lot of money and this is going to happen more and more by the way ye pehli baar nahi hai aur ye aakhri baar bhi nahi hone wala this is going to happen more and more and it's not going to end so how it's going to change is make it more and more sort of transparent have transfer fees have contracts of 4 years that like NFL that players can negotiate stop this mega auction nonsense and have a draft So how you have a draft is you have to BCCI has to see that people that haven't gotten picked for the auction. Ek aap mega auction karo and then stop and start having drafts and people who haven't picked and are the most valued players get at the top and then the teams at the bottom get to pick. That way you are going to basically incentivize teams that have not done well to get good players as well. So this is. Unless and until you do this, IPL is always going to be dominated. What happened with Gujarat Titans in 2022 was a freak show. And the fact is now they were good. So they will continue to be good. But this has not happened since. Like no team has been... I know Pune Super Giants was pretty good. But that was actually because CSK's entire staff just went to Pune Super Giants. And Dhoni was leading yeah. because CSK was banned those years. IPL unfortunately has not gotten to the point where you know we can just do compensatory picks and stuff. So I like, but even when Gujarat and Lucknow came, they did award them 4 retentions, right? So they'll have to come up with some sort of parity for newer teams or teams that have not done well in the tournament. Mm. So teams like Punjab can have a chance at least to do something.
Yeah, I think Punjab. To dekho aisa hai na ki you need some. Fellow travelers.
बेचारे पंजाब में इश्यू है कि इवन द फैंस आर नाउ सेइंग द सेम थिंग एज द पॉलिटिकल कमेंटेटर्स आर सेइंग की होया मेरे पंजाब नू
या आई थिंक दैट्स अ प्रीटी गुड समरी ओके सो चलो आई थिंक नाउ वी कैन रैप इट अप बिफोर वी रैप इट अप एनीथिंग एल्स दैट यू वांट टू मेंशन
नो आई थिंक प्रीटी मच कवर्ड इट ऑल जस्ट Hoping for a good, great IPL. Hoping for a fabulous tournament. RCB doing RCB things so far. They're struggling for their sake. I hope they actually come up and do well. If not, hum to hai troll karne wale.
And yeah, yeah, yes, no, I sincerely hope Gujarat they lose. Titans.
I do not expect me to be complete unbiased. I maine upar se bola hai ki my two teams are always going to be Gujarat Titans and my next two teams are Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians. Mumbai se liye mera sabse purana soft corner hai. I've been a strong Mumbai fan. But when they play Gujarat on Sunday, band baja denge Mumbai ki.
देखेंगे जरूर देखेंगे people were asking when is the part 2 of our election podcast going to be we'll do it in first week of April when all Correct. The tickets will be announced aram se I think ye hafte ke andar sari tickets announce ho jayengi then we will have a better idea so first week of April we will do the part 2 of the election analysis and IPL ka we'll come back I think mid April or something we'll do the IPL ka mid review abhi tak ka jitne schedule ke match aaye hain and we'll do it in a similar manner we'll stream it during the live match time or we'll start at 7 as always but as always pleasure talking to you Adit and we'll I guess we'll be back on in first week of April
absolutely looking forward
so guys go follow Adit on social media and you can also subscribe to Mindmakers and as far as the Charvak podcast is concerned you know the drill you can like this video subscribe to the channel leave the comments in the comment section I know the highest single largest viewer base of this podcast is from Bengaluru your team sucks my dear subscribers and listeners too bad so sad and that's all never going to change for me and if you can support the Charvak podcast please if you can join the membership program whether on Fanmo or on YouTube or on Patreon you can also buy the merchandise on kushalmehra.com or on Kadak Merch if you're an audio listener just leave a rating I'll see you guys next time until then namaste take care bye bye